Well, good morning. I tell you, I feel like preaching now. Amen. Amen. Well, let's thank the Lord for His mercy and His grace. Lord, we have just sung of these incredible truths about who You are. Lord, may our hearts be encouraged. Because these are not just platitudes. These are truths that are rooted in the Word of God. This is who You are. You are indeed sovereign over us. And even when we find ourselves in the valley, You're working for our good. And what the enemy intends for evil, You intend for good. We can hold on to these truths. They're not just hope for wishes that we come up with. These are the truths grounded in the revelation of God. Thank You, God. This is who You are. Teach us now from Your Word. Encourage us in our walk. And help us to hold on to You. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Well, several years ago, the BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation, did a documentary on the life of Jesus. I think they called it Finding the Historical Jesus or Looking for the Historical Jesus, something like that. Jeremy Bowen, who was the host, I guess, said this: "The important thing is not what he was or what he wasn't. The important thing is what people believe him to have been. A massive worldwide religion numbering more than 2 billion people follows his memory." That's pretty remarkable, 2,000 years running. I'm sorry to say, Jeremy Bowen, you couldn't be more wrong. Who Jesus was and is absolutely essential to this massive worldwide religion with over 2 billion people. And we do not follow his memory. We follow him. Because he's not dead and gone. He's alive and well. And he is seated at the right hand of Almighty God. There were many people who knew Jesus historically and walked with him and saw him and heard him, and yet they didn't know Jesus. And though I commend their interest and desire to find the historic Jesus, not enough. Let's just go to this, Donnie.